Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of Washington, D.C. as a lockdown at the White House and the U.S. Capitol a short time ago has just been lifted. The lockdown was put into place after an aircraft violated restricted airspace in the Washington, D.C. area. The aircraft later determined not to be hostile, but no further details have been released. The Thanksgiving travel period has dawned, and AAA believes 55 million people will be traveling 50 miles or more from their homes for the Thanksgiving holiday. AAA's Robert Sinclair says New York, LA, and Atlanta will be the busiest in terms of travel tomorrow.
Your normal trip is an hour. It's going to take you 3.5 hours, and that'll be particularly the case between 5:15 and 7:15 p.m. the day before the holiday.
Making things worse, two big storms that are tracking across the nation. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
A wind-driven wildfire now threatening homes north of Santa Barbara, California, breaking out late yesterday. It's 0% contained. It's prompted authorities to evacuate homes and close many roads. This fire official says it took off quickly with the high winds.
It made a real quick run down the hill, being pushed by those 15 gusting to 30 mile an hour winds. As it came down this canyon, it also created spot fires that were jumping up to a mile ahead of it.
That fire called the Case Fire. Meanwhile, in Placer County, the Foothills Fire, which broke out yesterday afternoon, is now at least 30% contained. At least 14 people are dead. More are missing. Hundreds have been injured in an earthquake in Albania measuring a 6.4 magnitude. A federal judge ruling former White House counsel Don McGahn will have to obey a subpoena to testify before lawmakers concerning an investigation into Russian election interference. Remember, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
In USA News for Your Health, the CDC with advice for holiday travelers this year, USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
Federal health officials are advising people who plan on traveling for the holidays to get their flu shots at least 2 weeks before their departure. Health officials warning that it takes that long for the vaccine immunity to actually develop after you get the vaccination. Now, the CDC adds it's also a good idea to check the current flu activity in the area that you're traveling to. Anyone who has flu-like symptoms should not travel. The CDC recommendation is to stay at home at least 24 hours until the fever is gone. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Staying now with USA News for Your Health, pancreatic cancer has been front and center in the news these days, with Jeopardy host Alex Trebek battling the disease. Doctors warning not to ignore symptoms.
The symptoms most commonly associated with pancreatic cancer is weight loss, some abdominal pain, jaundice, or changing your bowel habits. Those are the common ones.
I spoke with Dr. Eyal Meiri with Cancer Treatment Centers of America in Atlanta.
Smoking is probably the number one cause, but also diet, certainly family history of other cancers.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, okay, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
You know, you've heard me say time and again, and you will continue to hear me say time and again, that we need an activated citizenry. This is what a government of, for, by, we, the people is all about here. The reason that we are in the mess that we're in is because we, the people, thought that the elected officials that we put into office were looking out for our best interests. And what we're realizing is that that's not the case at all. They've actually been looking out for their best interest. And meanwhile, we're $23 trillion in debt. Our country is in chaos. We're at each other's throat. We're as probably as divided as we've ever been. I know we often hear that, and I, you know, look back historically and you see what happened in this country during the Civil War, even when we had the first American Revolution. It wasn't like everybody agreed. But here we are. I mean, this is part of the American DNA, is that we fuss, we fight, and then, you know, some sober heads seem to come together. And we get, you know, people in the right position to participate and really live out the principles and example to us what a country of five and of five, by and for we the people, what it looks like. Well, our next guest back with us, it's been a while since we've had a chance to talk. Maria Espinoza is the National Director of the Remembrance Project, which honors and remembers Americans and legal residents who have been killed by illegal aliens. And Maria answered the call. She's answering the call. She's stepping up and stepping forward and activating herself. And as if, Maria, you and your husband haven't already put a lot on the line, you're running for office now.
I am, Bill, and thank you so much for having me on again. I really appreciate and love talking with you. But yes, you're absolutely correct. You know, we're citizens who activated, and here we are. Never had a clue that we would be in it this long, Bill. You know, our plan was to be retired and just enjoying our empty nesting years, I guess you call it.
Exactly. Yes, I mean, looking forward to that, but look, it's not over. And we have to save this country, you know, for our kids and our grandkids, and God bless you and your husband. And you know, and there are many other people across the country that are doing the same thing, that are answering the call. I mean, this is so critical. And in a sense, this is becoming the second American Revolution, isn't it not?
Absolutely. You know, this is a huge coup, a huge revolution, a huge battle for our country. And, you know, we all said that the last election was the most important election of our lives. Well, it was. But guess what? This coming election in 2020 is the most important election in our lives. And we have to step it up. And that, again, that's why, as you mentioned, why I'm running for Congress here in Houston's CD7. And, you know, I have to win my primary, and I'm getting a little bit of a slow start. But, you know, we're juggling a lot of balls, but they're every one of those little elements that we're working on is very important and has to be in place in order for, you know, good elected officials, good officials to be elected next time around. We know who the good guys are or who the good conservative candidates coming up are. So we're doing everything that we can to help not just my race, but out there as usual.
Exactly. Well, this is, as you say, every election seems to matter these days, and especially now when you've got the left coming out, they're full blown and just saying, "Look at we're all about socialism. There's no hiding it." I mean, Trevor Loudon for years has been, you know, ringing the alarm for this country that we need to be aware that we had elected officials who are Marxist, they're democratic socialists, and I know people hear democratic socialists. I mean, some of this stuff is all, you know, political speak to hide what it is that their intent is. But you're seeing the platform. I mean, Elizabeth Warren's made it real clear. You know, she wants to be the modern-day Robin Hood of robbing from the rich and giving to the poor and, you know, redistributing money and all the hard work that we've put in on behalf of ourselves and our families. They feel like they're in a better position to spend the money, says the people that have us $23 trillion in debt, right?
Right. You know, and shame on all those millionaire Elizabeth Warren. You know, why hasn't she taken in the homeless into her large home? Same thing with Nancy Pelosi. You know, shame on them. You know, where are all the cities around their homes and the homeless and the needles, you know, along her sidewalk, you know?
Yeah, I don't see her going, you know, going back into her home district and, you know, picking up human excrement like other people in the neighborhood, right? Well, no, I mean, hey, look, it's all part of the disgusting aspect of where we are right now, and this is being brought to us by the leadership of our government. Now, if you want more of the same, then keep electing them. If you want to do something different, let's get some common sense people in there that know what they're doing and that can attack this, you know, bloated government and this, you know, increasing debt that we find ourselves in.
Right, and you said a key word there, common sense people. You know, we don't need any more politicians and anyone who has, you know, shown that they haven't stepped up. You know, I want grassroots conservatives stepping up who've actually put in the time and who have worked with these politicians on policy in the past. You know, I want to see that they've already done some work for the people, not just for themselves. You know, in my primary, by the way, there is a Democrat who won this seat last election, and we are an R plus seven. There is no reason why a Democrat should be sitting in this seat in my district.
Right.
And, you know, she ran as a moderate Democrat that would not follow Nancy Pelosi's orders, but here she is in lockstep with her on the bandwagon for impeachment. You know, so there, those Democrats are pushing toward the socialism, communism, you know, platform, and that it's going to ruin America. Obviously, we know it'll destroy America, Bill, but, you know, in my primary, you know, I'm running against, you know, a politician who's probably 65 years old, maybe. Not that age matters, but I just want to paint you a picture.
Yes.
And, you know, she was a mayor from an outlying small community outside of Houston. But, you know, I don't want another politician. I've done that. Haven't we all done that?
Exactly.
Well, you know, I want a concerned citizen who knows, who has the battle scars like you and I and your listeners. And then there is a veteran there who, you know, talks about West Point, and that's fantastic. Okay. His whole family, military, you know, 60 years combined. Like, that's great. I want to see 60 years who's been fighting for the people.
Exactly.
You know, just because you're a soldier, because some of these veterans are for red flag laws. That's a huge no in my book. And many conservatives, we understand as concerned citizens and activists, we understand what that leads to.
Exactly.
You can see that's happening. You know, I'll take this veteran. I want to put him on active duty on National Guard and put him on the border. Let's protect
right.
our country that way. You know,
right.
Protect it over there. But how about here at home? That's
yes.
what I want to see.
Yeah, exactly. You got to bring common sense back to the legislature. And this Democratic Congresswoman who won the seat last round, I mean, what does she say when she comes back to town? I mean, what she's done? I mean, because the people said, okay, we'll trust you with our vote. They gave her the vote. And what has she done for them?
Right. She hasn't been back in the district in several months. So, you know, and I know that her town hall was filled with Democrats, of course, loudly, you know, rooting her on, you know, and so that's basically the way it is. But let's
well, we've got to go to break. More from Maria Espinosa after this.
Know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract? We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is sponsored by BNY Mellon Investment Management. When it comes to fixed income investments, many Americans are left seeing question marks instead of dollar signs. BNY Mellon Investment Management launched a national research study in October 2019, revealing the vast majority of surveyed Americans do not understand fixed income investing, with only 8% able to accurately identify it. As the baby boomer generation enters its retirement years, an understanding of fixed income solutions has never been more important to help those achieve their financial goals. BNY Mellon's Inside Investment Portfolio Manager, Gautam Khanna.
Investors' needs change over time, especially as they approach their retirement years and begin relying on their investments to provide them with a steady income. As the third largest fixed income manager in the world, BNY Mellon Investment Management manages a full breadth of fixed income solutions through its 8 investment firms.
For more, visit im.bnymellon.com.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Someone wants
once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. The one and only Maria Espinoza continues with us. She's running for office there in Houston in her district and hoping to take that seat back from the Democrat that was given the opportunity this last go-around. She's shown the local constituency what she's made of. I mean, the moderate perspective and what she was going to be taking to D.C. got wiped out by the squad in Nancy Pelosi. Right, Maria?
Absolutely. And, you know, again, you know, if Texas does not stay red, you know what that says. And if we
yes.
can't keep this state, and, you know, a lot of it has to do with the voters' lack of confidence in their elected GOP leadership. And this is a poll that was taken of GOP voters,
mm-hmm.
and it came out this last summer. And also illegal immigration was one of the top two issues.
Right. And they've got to come out in mass. I mean, you can't have a government run by one party. I mean, we see what happened, what's happening in California has gotten so insane here. And, of course, we see what's happening at the federal level in D.C. with the impeachment. Things are being stalled out. The USMCA, things about the border, DACA, immigration, as you mentioned, a huge issue, especially for border towns and border communities. I mean, this is out of control, especially in light of the recent mass murders by the drug cartel. And, you know, what is Mexico going to do? And we've been saying this for a long time. I think, Maria, you and I have talked about it. I think it's inevitable that, you know, the president of Mexico has got to turn to the United States and say, help me out. There's no way. Mexico doesn't have the firepower to measure up against the cartel.
Absolutely, and I'm glad you mentioned the cartel, and I'll tell this story. You know, first of all, for those of you out there who, and I'm sure none of your listeners say this, but that there are some good illegal aliens that come across the border, they're not all bad. That's not true. Every single one of them, Bill, has to reach out to the cartels to get across the border.
Right.
So, and you owe them, and that's what I want to really drive home. And the other night, there was a crew from two different states that came along the border. We placed them in touch with a border agent, a sheriff, and a local rancher, and they interviewed them. So they're on this mission. I'll connect you with them as well.
Yes, please.
And they mentioned that they spoke to one of the ranchers that – And this is just a little bit graphic, but no, this is the type of thing that's taking place and threatening those who live along the border. And our officials know this, and they're just ignoring it. This is something that I would tackle as a congresswoman, of course, do mm-hmm. all I could to protect everyone along the border, first and foremost. But they took this older gentleman's dog and skinned it alive and hung it on his fence. With the hide, that was a threat to him that he had better be quiet.
Yeah,
so
you think, right,
don't
exactly.
Don't tell me that we can't help our own citizens living on American soil from these, you know, savage cartels.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is in a way, it's kind of like Russian roulette. I mean, what's a bad bullet, a good bullet? I mean, we're supposed to say, you know, it's a good bullet if it doesn't kill us. It's a bad bullet if it does. But meanwhile, it's still Russian roulette. I mean, this is what we're doing because we've abandoned, again, as you and I have discussed repeatedly here, the basic rule of law principles. And we're paying the price here. And Donald Trump, thank God for Donald Trump, who resonated and said, look at, he brought it to the front. Barack Obama wasn't talking much about this. The Democrats have not been talking about this. And even some Republicans, shamefully, have not really gotten on the bandwagon and gotten and followed the lead of this president who has been resonating with immigration to say, look at, the return of law has to come back, especially for immigration, because that is win-win. It's win-win for the immigrants, people who come into the country. They have to have a fair chance to be successful. And you can't have a fair chance at being successful in this country if you're operating out of the shadows or if you're beholden, God forbid, to the cartel, right?
Oh, exactly. And I like your analogy of the, you know, Russian roulette is absolutely correct. You know, and leading into that, the judicial watch just posted that the government released a report where there were over 100,000 DACA recipients who committed murder, child molestation, or rape. You know, they have records now, or either have them before, and here they are again. 100,000 DACA recipients, Bill. This is unbelievable. And people want to say the children, you know, but they're already up to 42 years old now.
No, this thing, because it's been politicized, common sense, again, we keep using that word, because it's not so common. That's the sad part of where we are right now. We've become so open-minded, as my old mentor used to say, you can become so open-minded about things that your brains have fallen out. And I think in a lot of ways, that's what's going on with our country. I mean, that we even talk about this stuff. I mean, you know, here we are in the process of impeaching a president and going through this, you know, crazy process that the Democrats are wasting our time and more money on, and Nancy Pelosi has the gall to say, well, it's not like you get elected and you come to Congress and say, I'm going to impeach the president. No, that's exactly what you guys said. It's what Jerry Nadler said. That's what Maxine Waters has been saying. That's what Al Green there in Texas has been saying. The squad has been saying. Tlaib has said. What are you talking about? Why are you trying to lie to people?
Exactly, because it's worked for them for so long. But, you know, I will support President Trump and, you know, work against this impeachment. And look, this is a president who has an excellent track record. He has an America First agenda. He's sticking to it. He made us a promise, the Remembrance Project, that he would create an office. And he did. He reached out to the families, and no one else reached out. You know, we offered this to the four remaining candidates at the time, and this was Kasich, Cruz, Rubio, and Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump dreamt on it. You know, he's a man of compassion with a big heart and truly cares about this country. And, you know, this is where we are, that even our own children can't even wear a T-shirt with the U.S. flag on it without being suspended. In America, this is taking place.
This is how insane it is. It really is. And the thing is, again, we need to get behind this president for all the, I mean, look what's happening in the stock market. I mean, our robust economy at every turn, promises made, promises kept by Donald J. Trump and his administration. Look at some of this process stuff, what we went through the last couple of weeks and listening to these hearings. I mean, Maria, it was, to me, it was like, these were a bunch of children, you know. I mean, this was petty office politics as was coming out. And the Democrats and Adam Schiff did no service to the people and to the State Department by allowing this kind of insanity to take place in front of everybody. And Devin Nunes was right. This is a HR problem. This needed to be handled at HR, not in front of everybody, where you got a bunch of whiny people given place and substantiating their feelings and how upset they are because, you know, they don't set policy. Well, you don't set policy. You never will set policy. It is set by the President of the United States, the 63 million people who elected him into office, right?
Exactly. And anyone who thinks that way as needs to have a pink slip like tomorrow morning.
Well,
you know,
in most companies, they would, Maria. In most companies, they would have a pink slip. They wouldn't be, you know, reassigned to a great job at Georgetown University as a fellow. And if you notice the look on her face, Ivanovich's face, when that was brought up, you know, she was very comfortable with the transition. She had nothing to complain about now that she's sitting there. I mean, this is someone who was bad-mouthing the president, who did not have the confidence of the incoming president, Zelensky. Well, look at, as the commander-in-chief, as the president of the United States, you serve at his pleasure. Hey, you're not doing the job. There's bad chemistry there. Guess what? I'm going to get somebody else in that place, and now you're going to pitch a fit.
Right, and they should go to, same should go to the elected officials, but not allow them to serve their term. You know, they should be removed quickly.
Well, without a doubt, but this is something, again, this is all part and parcel of the rule of law, common sense, and business decorum, because, after all, I mean, we're running, the president is running here, or we the people are running, a $4 or $5 trillion business, what it comes down to, isn't that right?
Yes, absolutely, a $4 trillion budget.
Okay, and, well, where can they, real quick, we only got about 10 seconds, where can they be in touch and participate in your campaign?
MariaForCongress2020.com. MariaForCongress2020.com. And believe me, I'm the conservative.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of Washington, D.C. as a lockdown at the White House in the U.S. Capitol a short time ago has just been lifted. The lockdown was put into place after an aircraft violated restricted airspace in the Washington, D.C. area. The aircraft later determined not to be hostile, but no further details have been released. The Thanksgiving travel period has dawned, and AAA believes 55 million people will be traveling 50 miles or more from their homes for the Thanksgiving holiday. AAA's Robert Sinclair says New York, L.A., and Atlanta will be the busiest in terms of travel tomorrow.
Your normal trip is an hour. It's going to take you 3.5 hours, and that'll be particularly the case between 5:15 and 7:15 p.m. the day before the holiday.
Making things worse, two big storms that are tracking across the nation. And this is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
They were giving a big party, and there had to be enough for all. And the next day, we had the feast to end all feasts. Oh, there was turkey, and fruits, and vegetables, and big juicy berries, and, well, you name it. There was even, right, cheese.
Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. And we're going to talk about the benefits of adopting a smart lifestyle. We've got an organizing expert. She's back with us, Julie Morgenstern. And we're going to talk about getting connected to your life through smart technology, okay? So if you're like most of us, there aren't enough hours in the day to accomplish everything you want to do. But if you've had a little extra time each day, how would you spend it? Think about it. Perhaps reaching out to old friends or catching up on your favorite show with family, whatever it may be. Research shows that taking the time to strengthen meaningful connections is as important as diet and exercise for overall health and well-being. By embracing today's technology, you can streamline many of your most routine tasks, giving you time back to spend on what you want to do with those who are most important to you. And Julie Morgenstern, yes, the organizing and productivity consultant from New York Times best-selling author as well. She's here to get our act together. Julie, welcome. Good to have you with us.
I'm happy to be here, Bill.
Hey, I'm excited. I love this because, you know, a lot of people, every time we get to the end of the year, we start talking about New Year's resolutions. And one of the things I'm hearing over and over again is people are saying, I need to be better organized.
Yeah. I think, Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, I think, look, as a society, I think we've never been more connected than we are. We're sort of connected 24/7 around the world. But in a way, we also feel more isolated than ever, right? It's like our lives are faster, they're more productive, we can be go, go, go. But we've given up some humanity and some peace of mind and kind of quality of life, ironically, along the way, because people are so overwhelmed. And technology can actually help fix that by automating everyday mundane tasks that take up a lot of time and mental space, right? Where we're like, did you shut the lights? Did you turn off the coffee maker? It's all these, how's the temperature in the house? To even some of our, entertainment needs, right? Mm-hmm. That a lot of this stuff can be automated, which frees us to spend more time on the things that really matter, which is the people in our lives, the experiences that we're trying to have, and the connections that we need.
Yeah. Well, it's almost like as if we had a bunch of wires thrown at us in this techno age that we're in, and we're still kind of figuring it out. And meanwhile, because everybody is so technologically connected, Julie, I don't know about you, but sometimes I get people who are upset with me because I didn't respond right away. And it's like, wait a minute, I have to have time. And I learned this a long time ago in terms of time management. It's sometimes you have to be disciplined enough to say, at this time and moment, this is the time that I'm going to spend with my wife or my kids, or I'm going to do something because I've determined that other things are more important, like read a book. And, things like that, right?
Yeah. So, there's many forms of technology. So there's certainly the technology in our devices that tends to, connect us to people who are geographically far away, but it separates us from the people who are geographically nearby.
Interesting.
The people were, right? You think about that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's other forms of technology like automation, this sort of smart life, smart home automation, where you can have voice-activated entertainment, where you can say, hey, the family or me and my hubby or me and my honey want to watch a romantic comedy.
Right.
And you can just put that voice command and the options will come up rather than having to spend 20 minutes scrolling through options on the screen. So that voice-activated technology is a very freeing to get you present where you are.
Exactly. One of the things I like in your attitude about and your perspective about relationships, and I agree with you, I live my life this way as well, and that relationships are and they're just as important as health, diet, and exercise, right?
Absolutely. Human connections really fuel happiness and well-being and longevity. There have been so many studies that have come out. Harvard has done quite a few studies, but even beyond that, that human connections and relationships and healthy, sort of satisfying relationships are as essential to longevity as good nutrition, sleep, and exercise.
Yeah.
Right?
This is why we got to get away from this combative, speak and, this environment, this culture that we've been in, because the very people we're rejecting are the very people we need in our lives. You know that, Julie?
I know. I think that's right. I think it is all, and I do think that instead of thinking of technology as in the way, another form of technology, sort of voice-activated, can actually be the way, right? This home automation, also getting like fast, reliable internet. So much in our home can be connected to apps, but you need really strong and fast connections. In order to, how often have you tried to, do something in your house or get out of the house in the morning and, everything is not working, and if you can just get everything sort of voice activated with one command. You can turn off the coffee maker. You can make sure the door is locked and you can get on your way and then be present with your whoever you're traveling with on your commute to work.
Right.
Just
exactly.
Be present, not worried, not otherwise distracted with what did I forget.
Right. And that technology is right here, and that's what you're saying is connect with it, right? It can be your friend.
Yeah, it can be your friend if you use it to free you to be present mm-hmm. with people, with yourself. If you want to exercise, put on some music or call up, use a voice remote to call up a good, you know, 8-minute workout in the morning.
Yes.
You don't always have to go to the gym and spend 90 minutes. You can actually use technology to bring exercise into your home and do short burst workouts.
Yeah,
wherever you are.
Mm-hmm. And a little tidbit here, Julie, something I learned is don't get so technologically oriented that you start thinking you can voice command your wife.
That
doesn't work.
No, it's actually supposed to make you more empathetic, not automate your... It's automate the mundane to free
yes.
you for the more complex, rewarding human connection.
You see, you could have helped me and stay out of a lot of trouble early on if you'd have talked to me sooner about this, you see.
I tell you, you should have called me up on your voice command.
Yes, exactly. Get Julie on the phone.
In your ear.
Help me. Oh, gosh, that knucklehead. What a project
well,
he is.
We have to relearn, honestly, mm-hmm. Bill. I think we actually have to relearn to be present. We've
yes.
gotten so disconnected and kind of addicted to like having our faces in our devices that we don't relax and we're not present for our exercise or for people or when we're mm-hmm. sitting at dinner. And I think you can, one, put the devices away at the front door, have a docking station,
yes.
and have dinner far from your devices, but you can still use automation and technology to set the scene by dim the lights by voice command or turn on romantic or relaxing music by voice command. So you can really use it to your advantage if you use the right forms of technology.
Yeah, you're using it to your advantage at any age, right? Having
oh, yes.
a smarter life.
At any age. At any age, yep.
Exactly. Well, Julie, as we wrap things up, remind everybody where they can go for more information.
So you can go for more information to coxsmartlife.com. It's a website. It has a lot of information there about all the technologies that can actually help you live a better life. And also look up. They have events that they're doing all over the country. So look for an event coming to a city near you where you can really experience what technology can do to actually enhance the quality of your life and the quality of your human connections.
You see, this is all going to work perfectly with your New Year's resolution, so get at it. New York Times bestselling author Julie Morgenstern has been with us, an organizing and productivity consultant. Great ideas here, Julie. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bill.
So what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? Pay off loans? Save it? Do something fun? Well, it's something you may need to think about if you become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it works. You can save big time on your healthcare costs, and you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in either. Find out more. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
This is sponsored by the National Insurance Crime Bureau. In 2018, a motor vehicle was stolen every 42.2 seconds in the United States. Those thefts, when added together, resulted in a $6.3 billion loss. This level of theft has not been seen since 1967. Frank Scafidi, Public Affairs Director, National Insurance Crime Bureau, discusses tips to protect your vehicle.
Many thefts occur because owners forget to lock their cars or remove their keys or fobs, making it easy for thieves. Invest in a security device that is visible or audible, and consider installing a kill switch or fuel cutoff, because if your vehicle can't be started, it can't be stolen.
Lastly, invest in a tracking device that emits a signal to the police or to a monitoring station. Some systems employ telematics, which combine GPS and wireless technologies that will alert the owner if the vehicle has been moved and can be tracked via computer. To learn more safety tips, visit nicb.org.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. There is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of Veterans Prostate Awareness, said we don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done. So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, an early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your songs and stories, veterans tip of the day.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. With us right now is the President and CEO of D. James Kennedy Ministries, Dr. Frank Wright. Dr. Wright, welcome to the show.
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Hey, great to have you here to talk about this hate label that is becoming more and more pervasive, especially when it's not provable. Explain to our audience what's going on.
Well, the new tactic of the left that emerged, we've seen it over the last two decades for sure, probably even before that, is just an old tactic in reality. It's what the debaters call the ad hominem attack.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to debate someone's argument. You call them names. And you do that for a specific reason, because you want to try to marginalize them,
mm-hmm.
to silence them so that their message is not heard. So the Southern Poverty Law Center, which was born in the early 1970s, sort of in the latter days of the civil rights era, really got started off on a good foot. They were suing the remnants of the KKK and the neo-Nazis and so forth. But they shifted gears not too long after that, when their direct mail stream started drying up. And these days, they're nothing more than an attack machine for the far-left political agenda. If you are not for strong borders, you're a hater, don't you know?
Mm-hmm.
If you are against marriage, or if you're a supporter of marriage, I should say,
mm-hmm. one man, one woman,
mm-hmm. then you are a hater.
Right.
If you are against abortion, you're a hater. So what they've done is label a whole collection of Christian ministries and other conservative organizations using this hate label to do three things, I think. The first is, as I said, to marginalize our opinions. Secondly, and this is what's going on now, to demonize us in the minds of the public, take away our legitimacy. And then thirdly, I ultimately believe we'll see them attempt to criminalize our speech as well. Mm-hmm. So we're suing the Southern Poverty Law Center in federal district court over this defamatory and false hate label.
Well, we have been calling this out for quite a while, Dr. Wright. I've called it the spirit of invalidation, you know, because if I can invalidate you, you are no longer relevant in the conversation. You're set aside. Now, that's bad enough, but as you keep progressing, and of course, as history has shown us from time to time, it starts with you being considered less than. Less than leads to a target, and then at that point, annihilation, because we've seen this in history before, have we not?
We have indeed, and the first fruits of it have already emerged. We saw the homosexual activist who, using the Southern Poverty Law Center's hate map, found his way to the Family Research Council in Washington, D.C., and once he was buzzed in through the security door, the security guard recognized immediately something was going on. He had a firearm, and in the process of disabling him, the security guard was wounded. He came in to kill everybody in the building. He told the FBI, who interviewed him later, that's why he came, and he found out about them where? On the Southern Poverty Law Center's hate map.
Exactly.
So it's an incitement to violence, and that is not permissible speech under our constitutional jurisprudence. We have free speech, but it's not totally unrestricted. You can't shout fire in a crowded theater for the harm that it might cause to those in a panic afterwards. There are a number of restrictions on speech that we have in our constitutional government, and incitement is one of them as well. But we did get some helpful feedback from the federal judge in our case in Montgomery. Mm-hmm. He ruled that the Southern Poverty Law Center's definition of hate was so vague as to be meaningless.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, he said, for that reason, I'm dismissing your case because you can't prove whether you belong on the map or don't belong on the map. And our view is that the judge missed the central point, which is that in the culture at large, if you call someone a hate group, the average person knows exactly what you're talking about.
Exactly.
Violence, threat against others, threat against their liberties, trying to devalue them as people. And so the Southern Poverty Law Center continues to advance what I call reputational terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
They're just trying to destroy your reputation in the minds of the general public, and have gone a long way down that road.
Well, how does the judge ignore that you have somebody coming into a conservative operation to shoot the place up and causes injury to a guard? Well, that's no indication of what a hate map can produce?
Well, unfortunately, my friends at the Family Research Council, and Tony Perkins is
your
personal friend, have not chosen to take the Southern Poverty Law Center to court, even after that shooting almost 10 years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's unfortunate. They have their reasons for not doing so. I also think it's unfortunate when you have groups like, again, friends of mine, very good friends of mine at the Alliance Defending Freedom,
mm-hmm.
who, when they get called hate group for appearing on Fox News, they don't really seem to have any means of pushing back against that. They allow the label to stand. And that was, quite frankly, Bill, why we filed our lawsuit 2 years ago. You've got to stop. You got to, you know, sooner or later you have to stop people from doing wrong things.
Exactly.
So we filed suit to make that happen. We've now filed an appeal of our case in the Federal District Court in Montgomery to the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals in Atlanta. It'll be heard this coming spring. And that circuit, by the way, has been literally transformed by President Trump's appointment.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
He's appointed 5 members to that circuit, and all but one has been confirmed. And that switches the 11th Circuit from, I think, an 8-5 majority of Democrat-appointed judges versus Republican to a 10-5 Republican-appointed majority versus Democrat. So
exactly.
All we hope for is a fair hearing before a jury of our peers, and we hope this 11th Circuit will order that.
And to that point, Donald Trump has made it clear and grateful for Barack Obama leaving so many empty judges, and he's been appointing them like a madman, so to speak. I mean, he's really, we've been getting a lot more conservative justices on the court. It's amazing. I can't remember the exact number, but
I'll tell you, Bill, because I just looked at it not 20 minutes ago.
Oh, good.
The Senate has confirmed 162 of the president's appointments,
wow.
two Supreme Court justices, 48 appeals court judges, which represents almost a third of the entire U.S. Court of Appeals, and 112 federal district judges, with about another 30 or 40 appointments still pending before the Senate. So he has literally transformed the federal judiciary, returning it to a constitutional jurisprudence. And, Bill, this is my thinking as to why the left has lost its collective mind,
mm-hmm.
why they're doing anything and everything to try to get President Trump out of office. It's because if he gets elected for another 4 years, you will see the federal judiciary returned to its constitutional form of governance, maybe for two generations.
Exactly.
So
not to mention the impact of maybe one or two additional Supreme Court justices.
That's true. That's true, too. Easily could be.
Right. You know, I am so glad to hear you say that, you know, your organization is pushing back, because that's what needs to happen. I think sometimes, especially people of faith, think that we should turn the other cheek. But history tells us that we also need to know the time and place to do that. And I think maybe they may be taking, you know, that example that Jesus shared with us about, you know, turning the other cheek out of context, because when the attacks like this are happening to organizations and to the people that make up the organizations and to a class of people within America, this is dangerous. I mean, we had a president a couple of cycles ago, his father the same way. They didn't push back. They were formed by the media. They were formed by people on the left. And hence, I believe, their administrations were misrepresented. And we find out, you know, decades after they're out of office, that they weren't so bad after all.
Well, you know that old story, if you drink water out of the Potomac, you drift to the left in Washington, D.C. They call it Potomac fever, they catch
yes.
when you're there. And,
right.
and the media is going to support anybody that drifts from the right to the left, and certainly not the other way around. Well, I think you've said that well. That's the fundamental issue here, is that what's at stake is a freedom to proclaim the gospel freely, an unfettered gospel, freedom to teach biblical truth. But if we're going to stand for truth in the culture in which you're living in, we also have to defend freedom.
Yes.
And thanks be to God that we live in a Republican constitutional form of government, Republican with a small r,
mm-hmm.
a form of government, and we get to elect those, we get to choose those who are our rulers. And so we really do have to engage in defending freedom for the sake of the gospel and for the opportunity for men and women to hear about a Savior who willingly died for them if they will just trust him by faith.
And as our founding fathers exampled to us, and the documents that they blessed us with, whether the Declaration of Independence, certainly the U.S. Constitution, our Bill of Rights, at the foundation of all this is the truth of God. That cannot be ignored. We do that at our own peril. The reason this country is in the chaos it's in right now, Dr. Wright, I firmly believe, is because we've untethered ourselves from the truth of God.
I couldn't agree more. I think that's exactly what's going on. And here's a little word picture for you. Imagine a ship tied to a dock, but the mooring line becomes unhinged somehow, and the boat begins to drift away, and eventually will end up on the rocks. If the mooring lines are not held firmly, you lose these things that we take so for granted. And Bill, back to your earlier point, I'm reminded, you know, Jesus certainly gave us a biblical admonition to when we're insulted by another to turn the other cheek. But at the same token, the Apostle Paul stood before a king who was trying to imprison him, and he appealed his rights as a Roman citizen to Caesar.
Exactly. Perfectly stated, and we'll leave it at that. President, CEO of D. James Kennedy Ministries, Dr. Frank Wright, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Dr. Wright, an honor and a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks, Bill. Thank you very much.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhance
enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Do the left.